And as Andrew's been reporting, the first case of COVID in a school in this province has now been detected. Elmwood Elementary in Deer Lake is now closed for the next 2 days. At least here's some of what the Minister of Education had to say at a special news briefing this morning.
This morning, in consultation with the English School District, we made the decision to temporarily suspend classes today and tomorrow to allow time for contact tracing. This decision was made using an abundance of caution. This is the result of a positive test from a student at this school, which was confirmed just after 8 a.m. this morning. We took this step to ensure effective contact tracing is possible. In any public health investigation, if a student or staff member is considered a close contact of an individual who has tested positive for COVID-19, they will be contacted by public health officials. I've always indicated that there is no cookie-cutter approach to how we deal with COVID-19 in our schools, and I've said publicly on many occasions that any particular situation could lead to measures ranging anywhere from the absence of a student, the closure of one or multiple classrooms, the suspension of classes in a wing of a school, or even the closure of a school or multiple schools in a region. Whatever decision we ultimately make, it is based on guidance from public health and consultation with a number of professionals. With the best interest of the health and safety of our students, educators, staff, and their families in mind.
Again, that's Tom Osborne, the Minister of Education for Newfoundland and Labrador. Dean Ingram is the president of the NLTA, the Teachers Association, and we've reached him on the phone in St. Anthony. Mr. Ingram, good afternoon.
And good afternoon to you.
So what do you make of this two-day shutdown at Elmwood Elementary?
Well, I think first off, the minister of the school district made the right call on this one. I think the 2 days for now is a reasonable start, and I would assume that this is something that can be reassessed as more data becomes available, as more information becomes available. But it's a right call to close that school.
All right. That's a big change in the one specific school because they've got one student there. Do you think they should have done more? Is there something else you would have liked to have seen them do in this particular case before we move on to other issues?
Well, I think first and foremost, our position on COVID and our school system has been very consistent from the outset. I mean, more than ever, I think it's time to reassess why the measures we see in our province's schools are less than what we see in other public venues. And that's been our position since March. There's an inconsistency there, and it echoes what we've been hearing from parents, certainly picking up significantly in this week with the news of some of the developments throughout the province. Parents as well cannot understand why there's a discrepancy, why their children, when they enter the school system, are provide a different level of precautions and protocols than we see in other public venues.
What changes would you like to see across the board in schools in Newfoundland and Labrador to alleviate the concerns of your members?
Well, I think first and foremost, we've heard the mantra of people, space, time, and place, and that mantra has served this province very well. This province is a good place because of the adherence to these measures, but these measures are not ones that we see in place to the same degree within our schools. We, on our press release we released this morning, we would like to see masks mandatory across the board, K-12, unless there's documented exemptions. Where masks aren't possible, we think there needs to be physical barriers. We've spoken long about class size, and I believe that we may have spoken on this issue separate from COVID data exchange previously. Class size has been an issue. We know that the ability for schools to maintain the people, space, time, and place mantra is very challenging based on what we have in our school system.
I'm not blaming the teachers here when I ask this question, just so you understand it, but we were talking about this earlier today about this call to make masks mandatory, and I know I'm hearing anecdotally that, you know, most kids are complying with that, but there are kids that are wandering the hallways without them, and nobody enforces it. The teachers don't do it. The principals don't do it. Does making masks mandatory matter if there's a limit to enforcement?
Well, I think there's another piece of that equation as well. Mask being made mandatory, but the wording is unless a child can't tolerate. There's no requirement for documentation. So if a child says, I cannot tolerate it, in many ways the teacher's hands are tied, as is the school principal. It's mandatory unless the child can't tolerate. What does not being able to tolerate it actually mean? Which is why we feel that there should be an implementation of a mandatory mask unless there's a documented exemption. And that could be medical. There are many reasons why it may not be, but at least provide the schools with the opportunity that should there be a reason why a child can't wear the mask, that it be some degree of documentation. And the absent documentation empower the schools to take measures to ensure that it is being adhered to.
Before the school year started, I know that the NLTA was suggesting that perhaps we might want to go to have the kids home for a week, half the kids home for a week learning distantly, the other half in the school, and then perhaps flip that. That was one scenario that was floated as a way of lessening the number of kids in the school at any one time. Is that still something you're petitioning for?
What we are petitioning for is the same safety measure we see within our school system mirror what we see in other public venues. How that's accomplished, there are many ways for that, and we think it's an important measure. This province has gotten to a good place because the province at large has adhered to people, space, time, and place. We heard today, referenced by the Premier, that we do have a chance to stop this situation, but we need to act responsibly and we need to act decisively. And there's things one decisive action that could be taken is ensuring that the measures that we see in place in our school system mirror what we have in other public venues. In the absence of that, we've been raising these concerns since March about how the inconsistencies between the expectations for our school system and other public venues could lead to problems. And we think that the students, first and foremost, need to be in school. The NLTA's vision, we want students in those schools. The best way to ensure that remains in place is that the measure we see in place in other public venues, in other community centers, in other recreational facilities are mirrored within our school system.
Last question. What are you hearing from your members about how they're feeling, how they're dealing with a situation that's not as you just described?
Our members are reporting a very high degree of anxiety. I've been speaking to members since the start of the school year and long before. What our members are reporting is they are glad to be back with their students. Students are glad to be back with them. They're looking forward to trying. However, there is that concern about while COVID levels are low, and we want to keep it that way, there's tremendous anxiety. What would happen if we do get it inside the school system? This province is in a good place, but as we've seen in a number of incidents in the past several weeks, it's a very fragile good place. The best way to ensure the school still remains functional and serving the students as province well is to ensure that all and any necessary safety measures, as we see in other venues, are what we see in place within our school system.
All right, Mr. Ingram, we'll leave it there for today. I want to thank you for your time.
Kindly welcome.
Steen Ingram, he's the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association. What do you make of what he had to say and about the concerns he's raising? Call TalkBack, 1-800-465-6846. If you live in Deer Lake, if your kids go to Elwood Elementary, what do you think of the school closure? Do you think 2 days is enough? Call that same number, 465-6846, or send an email to onthego@cbc.ca.